Some Canadian homeowners will soon be able to save on their power bills by deciding exactly when they use a lot or a little electricity in the run of a day. The idea involves the installation of something being called a smart meter. The province of Ontario plans to use these smart meters to sell electricity at a discount to homeowners who do their laundry or baking when demand for power is low. And power companies in the Maritimes are watching closely. George O'Neill is with PricewaterhouseCoopers. He's a technical advisor for the new smart meter system. And he spoke with reporter Rob North at a conference on the future of power that was held in St. John.
George, you spoke today about smart meters in relation to electricity. What's a smart meter?
A smart meter essentially is a meter that has a miniature computer in it and actually tracks and measures and remembers consumption on essentially a minute or a second-by-second basis, 24 hours a day.
How does that differ from the meter I probably have right now?
Sure. Currently, the meter you would have right now would be what's called an electromechanical meter with typically the round dial spinning around. And it's much like the odometer on your car, which just measures how far you've gone. It doesn't actually measure how fast you've gone in any one minute. And what the smart meter does, it measures sort of how fast you've gone, or in electricity terms, how much energy you've actually consumed at different points during the day.
Why is that of value?
It's important for consumers because as we move closer to the real price of electricity in different jurisdictions, consumers should have the tools and the wherewithal to be able to take advantage of when prices of electricity are low, to be able to consume, turn on those dishwashers, turn on washing machines, clothes washers, etc., to use those devices that use a lot of electricity when prices are low, and when they know prices are high, to turn off things and to wait.
In Nova Scotia, there is a practice where heavy industrial users can use electricity in the off hours and get a very special price on it. I suspect that exists in many provinces. You're saying this will be extended to regular household users?
Yes, to residential users in Ontario, and we expect it'll go beyond that eventually. I mean, the example you brought up is it's the exact same example. The commercial industrial users today in most jurisdictions have this capability because of the amount of electricity they consume. The governments are now bringing this to the residential level because they realize that en masse, the residential will make a difference as well when we shift the behavior and consumption.
So this is an average consumer. When I get up in the morning and put on the coffee, everybody else is doing the same thing. That's a behavior I'm probably not going to change. What kinds of behaviors might be changed?
Right, absolutely. There's going to be certain things just because of the way, you know, we're humans. We do certain things in the morning and when we come home from work, etc. We're not going to change those things. But behaviors that we expect will change. Consumers have an option to turn off maybe the sprinkler system. It has a little motor to run it. Run it in the evening, perhaps, when electricity is cheaper as opposed to the middle of the day. Clothes washers, you know, if you're at home during the day, don't just turn it on because you're home. You know, think about it. Turn it off. Turn it on at 8, 9 o'clock at night. Clothes washers, dryers. You know, if you can, not everybody can wait until the weekend, but if you can wait till the weekend, turn on the weekend when prices are even the cheapest. So some of those major consumption appliances, I expect we will see a difference. I mean, it's going to be exciting to monitor the study that's going on in Ontario to see what the real benefits are. Some of this is unknown, it's predictive, but I think there's going to be some real benefits shown. In Ontario, the estimation currently is 4.4 million meters. New smart meters will be installed by the end of December 2010. Every hour, there will be 4.4 million meter reads done automatically, downloaded to the utilities for customer billing purposes. That's a mass of information that has to come back, and the infrastructure to support that and manage it is huge.
No matter how sophisticated the system, there's always going to be consumer complaints. It sounds like that could be a whole issue in itself.
Absolutely. Anytime there's change, there will be, first of all, there will be just consumer education issues. But on top of that, things will just go wrong, right? I mean, like everything, it's all about how you recover. And the companies need to really think through that issue. If a bill is not correct, how do they trace back and ensure that it's accurate? Now, the nice thing in theory is the meter itself has all the consumption data in it, and it can store it for 30 days or longer, providing a tool to the consumer to actually go interrogate their own meter to double-check the bill. That would be fantastic and provide the consumers with more capabilities themselves.
And are meters an expensive proposition? Is this going to cost a lot of money?
Yes, it will cost a lot of money. The estimate right now, I believe, is around $250 for each one of these meters. Multiply that and it's a lot of money, but that's just the meters. The infrastructure, the data management, the communications, you know, it's double or triple the cost.
What's in this for the power company and the distributors?
I think what's really in it is not only goodwill and being proactive if you're the distribution company, but we know industry-wide there's issues on the generation side. We just can't keep building more generation capacity. More, but we also have to figure out a better way to manage and use what we have. So we can't just keep building. And I think everybody, and there's recognition across the value chain in the electricity industry, that everybody has to do their part.
When will these meters?
2007 in Ontario, the projection right now is 800,000, basically from almost just a few today to 4.4 million by the end of 2010 in Ontario. Other jurisdictions, based on what happens in Ontario, may follow suit.
George, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
That was reporter Rob North speaking with George O'Neill. O'Neill is a technical advisor on implementing smart meters in Ontario. You're listening to Island Morning on CBC Radio 1, and it is 22 minutes past 8.